You're listening to the Mix Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Here we go.
Almost 40% of men have fallen asleep once, at least once, while doing this. Almost 40% of men have fallen asleep once while doing this. I'm going to guess that Jeremy is in this group.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
And you're first today, too, by the way.
Attending a wedding.
during the vows. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, no knock on Catholic weddings. But a Catholic wedding can go like all day.
Yeah. Especially if you do the mass, you're up, you're down.
Right.
That keeps
right.
you awake. Up and down, up and down.
Emily, what do you think?
I think it's probably watching football. Those boring Broncos.
You may take either of those answers or come up with your own and call 303-691-1MIX. That's 691-1649. This is Big Brains in the Back Seat. So only open to ages 7 to 17. Please turn your radios down once you get through. And get off speakerphones. That's another thing. I guess people want to be on speakerphone so everybody in the car can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
No, can't do that either. Boy, we got a lot of rules.
So many rules, yeah.
Well, it's because, you know, it is a broadcast facility and we're trying to get the best sound for the 8 million people who are listening right now. The prize, however, is huge.
You kids are lucking out today. Because we've got an Xbox One for you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Didn't you tell me once that one of our winners probably was like their third Xbox or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I think the last kid that won was like, oh, great, thanks.
Another Xbox.
Another one. Well, why'd you call?
My Minute brought to you by Webolutions. Let's go ahead and see if we can't get some winner right away. We're going to start with Claire, who I understand is 10 years old. Hi, Claire. Good morning.
Hi.
Where do you go to school?
St. Vincent de Paul.
St. Vincent de Paul. So why are these men falling asleep? What are they doing?
They're falling asleep while they're driving.
While driving?
Yikes.
Does your dad do that?
No.
Good. Okay, good. Claire, that's a really good guess, but that's not it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day at school. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. Here is Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Where do you go to school?
Challenge school.
Challenge school. What's the winning answer today?
We're going to say during dinner.
Falling asleep during dinner. Dozing off while the mashed potatoes are going around the table.
Right in your face.
Splat. Dinners can be a little boring sometimes. I saw a man asleep at dinner on my vacation, actually, at a restaurant. He was tilted back. He was sitting at we were having dinner at the bar, and he was sitting at one of the bar seats, and his head tilted back, and he just dozed off.
I smell a contest right there. What you can toss into his mouth.
He had a bowl of clam chowder in front of him and everything.
Sad.
Alex, that's not right, but that sure is a good try.
Thanks.
Okay, see you later, Alex. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here comes Josh, who's 15 years old. Josh, where do you go to school?
Manning.
So what do you think? Almost 40% of men have fallen asleep once while doing this.
I think they fell asleep while attending a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what Jeremy said. He's a really good player. And if he gets this point, he is within 2.5 of Emily.
Uh-oh.
For the lead. And if he does get it, that means Josh gets an Xbox. And
no, Josh.
Oh, Josh, I'm sorry.
Darn it, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, I'll have to give a clue here pretty soon. Here's Nikki. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Skyview Academy.
I've spoken at Skyview Academy in the past. Very good. Let's hear your winning answer.
I'm going to say shopping with their wives for clothes.
You know, they have those chairs set up, you know, at the stores, right? And if the wife or girlfriend goes off to try and close. The guy is supposed to sit there and watch the purse and hold the other bag. Yes. What do you call it?
The chair of sadness.
Right.
Yep.
I can see how they get doze off. Nikki, that's not right, but that's a really good try.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning.
Where do you go to school?
Colorado Academy.
Very good. What's the winning answer today, Shay?
On the toilet.
On the toilet.
While sitting on the throne. No, that's not it. But thank you for trying.
I've come close.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I don't know. I think guys enjoy activity way too much, don't they?
I just can't get up. I'll just take a nap right there. Put my sandwich down and take a nap.
Gross. My men are brought to you by Brain Balance Achievement Centers. All right, who's been holding longer? I think it's Eli. Hi, Eli. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's the winning answer?
Watching football.
Oh, there it is.
I believe Emily, our points leader, said watching football.
Yeah, that's good. I have done that. I've totally fought, like, multiple times.
Well, that's because you're not into it.
At all.
Your wife loves it, and you don't. And... I'm sorry, Eli. Okay, have a good day.
He'll get an Xbox for Christmas, I'm sure. These kids are like, yeah, whatever.
I'll give a clue pretty soon. Here's Jacob. Hi, Jacob. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Good Shepherd.
Good Shepherd. Almost 40% of men have fallen asleep at least once while doing this. Doing what?
Driving.
Somebody already guessed that. That's not it, but it's a good try. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. I think the kids are not sure what comes next when I say that's
not
right.
No, they're not used to losing, I don't think.
Do I get a trophy for this? Do I get a trophy?
Did I get something for this?
Do I get a trophy for calling? Here's Paige. Good morning, Paige. Hello. Going once. Uh-oh. Going twice. God. I'll give a clue. Hi, Mackenzie. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Where do you go to school?
Broomfield Heights Middle School.
Oh, good old Broomfield. Listen, here, I'm going to give a clue. Almost 40% of men have fallen asleep at least once while doing this. The interesting thing is that guys, I'll tell you this, I do this about every 3 weeks. The average man, it's probably somewhere between every 3 and 5 weeks they do this. So there's a lot of opportunities for them to fall asleep. What do you think it is, Mackenzie?
Maybe talking on the phone.
No, that's not it, but that's a really good try.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I do, for me, it's every 3 weeks. Here's Emily on the phone. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Where do you go to school?
Ben Franklin Academy.
That's a good academy. What's the winning answer?
Fall asleep during their child's performance.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's not right, but that's a really good try.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good morning, Jared.
Hello.
Where do you go to school?
Excuse me?
Where do you go to school?
And
your
little middle school.
Okay. Mumble middle school. It's mumbles.
What's the winning answer to the mind bender?
I'm going to say at work.
At work, while working.
Oh, yes.
I work more than once every 3 weeks. That's not right, but that's a good try.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. This is something that I think the average man probably does every 3 to 5 weeks. I'd have to look that up. For me, it's every 3 weeks clockwork I do this. I don't think I have ever fallen asleep, but I can see why guys do because... You ready for another clue?
Yeah.
Because you're just sitting there. I can see why guys will fall asleep because they're just sitting there. The guy is. Here's Jaden. Hello, Jaden.
Hello.
Where do you go to school?
Lake International.
Well, that's great. So what are these guys doing where they fall asleep?
Getting a haircut.
Getting their hairs cut.
It's pretty good.
I am on an every 3-week cycle for that. And Jaden, do you have an Xbox?
No.
You have one now. You just won the mind bender.
Yeah.
That is right. And Jaden, you've got the Xbox One, my friend. Okay.
Right on.
I'm so happy.
Well, I'm very happy for you. That is right. They say almost 40% of men have fallen asleep at least once while sitting there getting their hair cut.
Sure, yeah, it's relaxing.
Oh, my gosh. When they wash it.
I'm going to guess, Jeremy, you have?
No.
Oh, I thought you for sure would be one.
No, my mom does it. She's so chatty.
Oh, that's right.
She's too chatty.
Women could never fall asleep. We're too busy gossiping while we're
in there. And she's always nipping my ear with the scissors, so I'm going to...
Jaden, you win an Xbox One. Let me ask you this. How large is your brain?
Gigantic.
It's well said, Jaden. Listen, if you will hold on, Emily's going to come back and talk to you or one of your parents, okay? So hold on. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
All right.
I know when it's big brains in the back seat. You kids are wonderful. Thank you for playing along with us again. I want to say something about this mindbender. Today is my 5,541st show. So I've done 5,541 mindbenders since January of 1993. And to this day, there still are stories that come out about the mindbender that absolutely move me. I don't generally talk to the winners after we get them off the air. That's Emily's job. She talks to them, shares information. And Emily's telling me that she was talking to Jaden. He's 13 years old, and he just won the Xbox One. And you're talking to Jaden's mom.
Jennifer.
And what was the story that she said?
I got all of her information. And then at the end, she said, I just want to let you guys know that this means so much to him. Sorry. She said, we were homeless last year, and he's been wanting an Xbox, but we just couldn't afford it, and so this means so much to him, so I'm just so, so grateful. And it's like, a 13-year-old kid should have an Xbox right. One, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's awesome. All you do. And so...
He waited all weekend.
He was waiting around all weekend. She said he was so excited, and he was just, you know, hoping and praying, and this means so much to him. So he, you know, going from a homeless, you know, last year to he finally got his Xbox.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
There are stories like this all the time with the mindbender. I've tried to. We get new employees that join the radio station, and they'll say, "Tell me about this contest." You know, I go, "Look, the mindbender is not a contest. All right, we're gonna do a contest in a few minutes that makes mega money ball. We do prizes, but the mindbender has never been about a prize. Really, has never been about a contest. It's just been about a sense of community, which is why I have loved doing it for 24 years. Is just the way these kind of stories happen, and people who have been listening to the Mindbender since they were 5 and now their parents, that kind of stuff just moves me. And so thank you for letting me know about Jaden and his mom. And that makes every day worth it.
That's cool.
The perfect kid won.
Yep.
It was the perfect situation.
Wow. Thank you to Jennifer and Jaden for listening. And I am glad things are looking up for you and you are back on your feet again. And thank you for spending your mornings with us and letting us keep you company.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.